Okay, we're beginning here on the bottom of Lamed Chelam Bet by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol ha-chadasar yom b'chezkat tahara. A woman during the 11 days, which we are going to assume are the 11 days of Yemei Ziva, after her 7 days of being a nida, she has a chezkat tahara. During that period of time, we don't expect her to see dam. Yashva la v'lo badka. If she goes through a period of time in which she doesn't do a check, whether it was shigaga, nasa, hezida, whatever the reason is for the lack of a check, whether it was intentional, unintentional, accidental, below badka, and she doesn't do a bidika, tehora, then she is fine, she is tehora. We'll have to reconcile the statement of the beginning of the Mishnah, which says that she has a chezkat tahara, with this second statement of the Mishnah, which seems to indicate that lechatchila, we would like her to do a bidika, but if she fails to do a bidika, she remains tehora. They seem to be at odds, and the Gemara will have to reconcile that. If she reaches the point in time where she expects to see her menstrual cycle and she doesn't do a check, then she is considered to be tmeya. We assume that orach bizmanoba or reach bizmanoba, that the cycle comes at its fixed time. And if, even if she didn't check, there is an assumption that it did come. We've discussed this earlier in the Masechta as to the ramifications of what that means. So here the Mishnah states that we have expectations that she sees it during that period of time. And even if she doesn't check to see it, we assume she is tmeah from that point forward. Rabbi Meir Omer, imaita b'machaveh, if she was hiding, v'giyashat v'sta, and her regular menstrual cycle time has come, v'lo badka, she doesn't check, karizo tehora. Here she is considered to be Torah mipnei, shecharada misalaket et adamim. Fear causes the menstrual cycle to desist, and it skips the cycle when a woman is found in that psychological state. As we already noted earlier, and Rashi brings it here as well, we're speaking about a situation in which there's an attack on the city, and she's hiding for her life in some place so that she doesn't get taken away by marauders or doesn't get raped by marauders. So she's in an extreme state of fear, and that extreme state of fear, Rabbi Meir says, causes the suspension of the menstrual cycle. Aval, Yemei Zav, Vazava, Veshomeret Yom, Kineged Yom, Hareelu Bechezkat Tum'ah. On the other hand, a Zav who has sightings, and now he has Tumata Zav, and a Zava Gidola, who has had 3 days of sightings during Yemei Ziva, and now is Tumeah, and needs Shiva Nikiim, and a Shomeret Yom, Kineged Yom, and a woman who is a Zava Ktana, who had a sighting of 1 day during her Yemei Ziva, and now she has to wait 1 day Bitara, all those individuals have a Chezkat Tum'ah. Even when they are going through their Shivanikiim or their day of Tahara in order to eliminate the problem of Tum'ah, they have a Chezkat Tum'ah because the reason they're counting Nikiim now is because they were Tumim or because they had sightings, and therefore they're not considered to be individuals who are Mesuleket Damim, but rather individuals that should expect to have sightings of Dam, and therefore they need to check because of that. Now the Gemara explains the Mahilchuta. What is the Lachic ramification of the first statement of the Mishnah, which is Kol ha-chadasar yom b'chezkat tahara? During those 11 days of Yemei Ziva that are after 7 days of Yemei Nida, what does it mean that she has a chezkat tahara? So Gemara Amar Rav Yehuda Lomar she'ina tzricha b'dika, to tell you that you don't need to do a b'dika during that period of time. During the Yemei Nida, we expect her to see and have sightings of Dam. There she may not need a b'dika just because we assume she's tmeah. And there's no getting out of that. There's no issue of retroactive, prospective. She's tmeah for the 7 days anyway. We already discussed earlier in Masechta, and we'll see at the end of today's daf, that there may be a possibility of a need for a check anyway in order to establish a cycle because of the different sightings during the Yemei Nida. When it reached the Yemei Ziva, after those 7 days of Yemei Nida have elapsed, meaning that she's had a sighting for 7 days, she is tmeah no matter what, whether she does or does not sight Dam. The end of those 7 days, she goes to the mikveh that night, and she is Torah. The next 11 days, which are known as 11 days Yemei Ziva, the Mishnah tells us she has a Chezkat Tahara. And Rav Yehuda tells us the ramification of that is that she doesn't need to check, because we don't have any expectations for her to see Dam. V'hamiktani Seifa, the next line of the Mishnah is Yashva V'lo Badka. If she was going through her daily routine and didn't do any Bidika, Michlau D'lechatchila Bayi Bidika. As Yashva V'lo Badka is this Lashon B'diavad, that she did this and didn't end up doing a check, implying that we would have preferred, or we would have asked her to do a check in normal circumstances. So if that's the case, then how do you reconcile that with the first line of the Mishnah, which says, oh, you don't need a bedika at all? So seifa atan limei nida. This line in the Mishnah is not related to her yimei ziva, but rather to yimei nida. V'hachika amar. And this is the way to read the Mishnah. Kol yod aleph b'cheska tahara. For the first 11 days, meaning the 11 days of her yimei ziva, she is considered to be Torah. V'lo b'yi bedika. She doesn't require bedika at all. Aval b'mei nidata. After the 11 days have elapsed, which then restart her Yemei Nida, she doesn't become a Nida, but those are days which are available to become a Petach Lenida. Petach Lenida means the beginning of a new Nida cycle. After the 11 days have elapsed, if she has any setting of Dam, she then is Tameah for 7 days. That's a new cycle starting. So post to her 11 days of Yemei Ziva, then she's now open to the possibility of having a new cycle. During that period of time, we would expect her to do a bedika. And there, yeshva velo badka. In that period of time, post the 11 days of Yemei Ziva, if she didn't do a bedika, shagaga, nensa, vehezida, velo badka, tehora, she is assumed to be tehora, even though they are, quote unquote, Yemei Nida, that they have the possibility of starting her out to be a Nida, that is not a time period in which we would expect her to have dam. It's too short a cycle for us to expect her to have dam, and therefore she doesn't check during that time period, we won't consider it to be Tmei'ah. Whereas, if she hits her Veset, then we would expect her to have sighting of dam, and at that point, if she doesn't check, she is Tmei'ah. Rav Chista offers an alternative answer to explain the Mishnah. Amar lo tzricha, ela l'Rabbi Meir. This Mishnah is for Rabbi Meir. Damar isha shein la Veset asura l'shamesh. A woman who cannot establish a fixed cycle, she cannot be together with her husband because that's too risky. Any time that they are together, there's a possibility that she'll have a setting of dam and cause him a problem of whether it's karet, if it's done intentionally or unintentionally, that'd be a chiyuv korban chatat. And so therefore, Rabbi Meir says, this woman can't be married to this individual. And on top of that, he also says, which we'll see again in a second, that he needs to divorce her because it's an untenable situation. It says, hani milei bimei nidata. That's only true in the days where she possibly could have a sighting of dam, or would expect her to have a sighting of dam. Yemei zivata b'cheskat tahara kaima. During those 11 days of Yemei Ziva, even Rabbi Meir agrees, a woman without a veset, we would not expect her to see dam during that period of time, or that window of time. So even Rabbi Meir, who says that if you're married to a woman who's a wild card because she doesn't have a fixed cycle, so therefore you can't be together with her, that's only true during her Yemei Nida, days that could possibly make her into a Nida. So if she has a sighting, then the next 7 days, obviously she's a Nida, you can't be together with her. The subsequent 11 days, we have no expectation that she's going to have a sighting. Even a woman without a Veset can be together with her husband during that time period, because there's no reason to believe that she would have such a short cycle. No woman has a cycle that is 7 days to 18 days long. It's just too short. And therefore, those 11 days, they can be together. Where it says, if that's the case, why does Rabbi Meir require that an individual married to such a woman divorce her and not return her forever? That's just not because there's no possibility of them having relations. It's just a problem that there's a very limited window in which they can have relations. That's 11 days. And it could be a possibility. As soon as those 11 days elapse, she's into the world of Safek. If they're together during that time period, it is risky, and therefore it'll come to ruin their situation, or ruin the man, because it is during her Yemei Nida. And during her Yemei Nida, she again is a wild card and can see any time during that period of time, and therefore we're worried about it. Where it says, V'ha miktani seifa, higia shat vesta, v'lo badka. Wait a minute. The Mishnah itself says if it's a woman with a fixed cycle, then she has to check at the time of her fixed cycle. That implies the Mishnah is discussing a woman with a fixed cycle. Now you've suggested that it's Rabbi Meir with a woman with a non-fixed cycle? That doesn't make sense, because then the Mishnah doesn't seemingly have a continuum or a flow that's speaking about the same woman. It says, there's conjunctive words that are missing from the Mishnah that would help us understand the Mishnah. All 11 days, she has a cheskat tahara, and she's mutarat de bala. in her days that she could become a nida, she's asura. So this was the phrase that's missing from the Mishnah. Isha shein la veset. That's with a woman who doesn't have a fixed veset. Aval yesh la veset muteret. If she has a fixed cycle, she's also muteret bimei nidata. Mitzricha bidika yashva velo badka shagiga nenasa hezida velo badka tehora. And during those you may nida, even though technically she doesn't require a check, we prefer her to check. And if she doesn't check, then she is tehora. Yigiyashat vesta velo badka. On the other hand, if it reaches the time where we would expect her to have her cycle and she doesn't check, then she is tamei'ah, because we expect orach bizmano ba, and therefore she should have had a sighting of dam at this point in time. Mar says, okay, now you've explained the whole Mishnah, you've added in those phrases that allow us to transition from a woman without a veset to a woman with a veset. You still have another problem, which is Hamid Sefer Rabbi Meir. The last member of the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, who speaks at a woman who is hiding. So then, if the Mishnah introduces Rabbi Meir later on in the Mishnah, so then, if the Sefer is Rabbi Meir, Reisha Lavi Rabbi Meir, implies that until now we were not hearing from Rabbi Meir. Where it says, Kula Rabbi Meir hi, the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, V'alchi kamar, im lo hayta b'machaveh, if she was not in hiding, v'higiyah shat vesta v'lo badka, and her vestet came, and she didn't check t'meyah, shit Rabbi Meir. So we added in again a letter that creates a transition in the Mishnah that allows us to imply that the statements before were from Rabbi Meir, which is, Shi Rabbi Meir Omer, imaita b'machaveh, v'higiyah shat vesta v'lo badka, tehora shecharada misaleket et adamim. Because fear causes the disappearance of blood, and therefore now, if it's Shit Rabbi Meir Omer, that implies that everything until now was also Rabbi Meir, and now we're just adding in, this is Rabbi Meir's opinion that is influential on the Mishnah. So that's the second explanation of the Mishnah. We had Rabbi Huda's explanation of the Mishnah, that we differentiate between Yimei Ziva and Yimei Nida. We had Rabbi Chista's explanation of the Mishnah, that it's authored by Rabbi Meir, who says that a woman who does not have a fixed cycle cannot be together with her husband. The exception to that is the 11 days of Yimei Ziva. Now we have Rava Amar Lamarsh Eina Mitama Me'et Lei, that the 11 days of Yemei Ziva are there to tell you that she doesn't have retroactive Tuma. Otherwise, if she has sightings of Dam during her Yemei Nida, those have Tuma not only prospectively, but also retroactively. They're under that Gzeirat Chachamim, Takanat Chachamim, the lesser of 24 hours or the last check, that she is Tumeha retroactively, because we assume that the Dam is exiting her body now, but it exited the Rechem at an earlier point in time. That's only true during her Yimei Nida. But during these 11 days Yimei Ziva, then she doesn't have any retroactive Tuma. That would also answer the question as to why she requires a check, it seems, over here. Because according to Rava, the 11 days of Cheskat Tahara, they're not absolutely Torim. May not even be that you don't need to do a check. You might have to do a check. But nevertheless, if you do find Dam, it's prospective Tumah and not retroactive Tumah. Meitave, is that really true? Hanida, Vazava, Vashomeret Yom Keneged Yom, Vayoledet, Kulan Mitamot Meitlei. So you have here a list of individuals who have Tumah retroactively, including Anida, Ezava, Vashomeret Yom Keneged Yom, and a Yoledet. All of those have retroactive Tumah. Included in the list is a Zava, which Rava just indicated that if she had a sighting of Dam when she was a Zava, then it would only be prospective Tumah, no retroactive Tumah. Yet here, we see that the list in the Braita includes a Zava. So that is a strong refutation of this understanding or this explanation of Rava. The Valei HaTosafot over here discuss why is it that a Yoledet has Tumah mi'et le'et retroactively. Rashi just simply says that when she has Petichat HaKever, when she begins to birth, then the blood that comes out at first before the baby is born is Tumah mi'et le'et. Tosafot says, didn't we already establish that there are four women that are considered to be Mesuleket Damim, and then they have Tumah prospectively, not retroactively, including a woman who's Me'uberet, a woman who's pregnant. Well, a Leida comes after a pregnancy, so why isn't she considered to be Mesuleket Damim? The Tosafot of here gives a number of answers. Number one is the one similar to what Rashi says over here, which is, while she is a Me'uberet, she's a Mesuleket Damim. But as soon as the Petichat HaKever, the Rechem, opens to allow the birth, she has sightings of Dam then, those Damim are not covered by being a Me'uberet. That's already Leida, and in Leida, she doesn't have a din of Mesuleket Damim. That's one possibility. Has to separate between Me'uberet and Leida and Yoledet. Vish Mefarshim, and others say that it's Rabbi Yossi over here that requires you to have three onot of Siluk Damim, three cycles in which you didn't see Dam. And over here, if she had begun to see Dam, then it's a problem because then she's no longer considered to be a Mesulekat Damim. Inami Kigon Shekodem Shekvarata Pamachat Vekasavar Debishmetseni Mitama Meitleit. Or there's a possibility that during her pregnancy she began to see sightings of Dam. And that sighting of Dam was the first. And now when she gives birth, this is the second sighting of Dam. And the belief that at the second sighting of Dam already you have to wait, you have to look at it retroactively and not just prospectively. So that's, Tosafot gives a number of possibilities as to why you would have a Yoledet that is considered to be Me'ah, Me'eit Le'eit, even though a Uberet is considered to be Mesulekat Damim. It only has prospective tuma when she has a sighting of Dam. Then he brings from Rav Yaakov Meorleans that the list over here says Zava, Shomeret Yom, Mitama Me'eit Le'eit. And earlier on, we just said that Rav Yehuda suggested that all 11 days of her Yimei Ziva, she doesn't have to do a check. So how do you reconcile those two? Because if you believe that a individual has the possibility of Tuma Me'eit Le'eit, then that means that you think that they have a chance of Dam coming out, and therefore she should be checking. And even the four women who are Mesulekat Damim, in the first parak we already established that Afal Pi Shemru Dayan Shatan, even if we say there's only prospective Tuma, still they have to be Bodkot. They have to check themselves. In the normal time periods where they would expect their cycle, they still need to check. So you have here, first of all, even by women who are considered to be Mesulekat Damim, we have to do a check. And now here, by a situation in which you have the 11 days of Yemei Ziva, where they will have Tuma retroactively, you still have to do a check based on this. And so why does Rabbi Yehuda before say the whole reason that this line in the Mishnah says that they're considered to be Torah is because you don't have to do a bdikah. So Tosafot suggests over here that the requirement of a bdikah for women who are Mesulekat Damim is not because we expect them to see Dam, but it's rather Shalotish Takach Torah bdikah. We don't want these women to get used to not checking, because if they go through extended periods of time without checking, when it actually returns their cycle or things start over again, they won't be used to checking. So we have them check on regular intervals just to remind themselves that there is a concept of Budika and not to forget the world of Budika. And Tosafot says, with regards to Yemei Ziva, which are the 11 days after Yemei Nida, in such a short window of time, the woman's not going to forget institution of Budika, and therefore we don't require her to check during that period of time. So Tosafot comes up with the distinction between what is the Yemei Ziva over here in our situation, by which we would consider them to be Tmeim according to the Braita Me'eit Le'eit, and yet Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to check, that's because it's a very short window in which you don't have to check. The other women who are Mesulekat Damim, even though we don't expect them to have Tuma, and even if they saw something, it would only be prospective Tuma, nevertheless we have them check just to maintain this practice of checking, so that when she's no longer Mesulekat Damim, she continues to check afterwards. All right, so now we have a fourth suggestion as to what the possibility of the explanation of the Mishnah is, and that is either Rav Huna Bar Chiya or Rav Chiya Bar Huna, the other possible girsa over here, Amar Shmuel, Lomar, She'eno Kovat La Veset B'toch Yimei Zivata, that she's unable to create a cycle during those Yimei Ziva. If she has a sighting during those Yimei Ziva, then that does not establish a cycle for her during that period of time. So for instance, Rashi over here gives the explanation as Kigon, Ra'ata, Gimel Pamim, Mitetvav, Litetvav. If she saw three times every 15 days, she had 15 day interval cycles, she saw, Enze Veset, Linyan Dayashata. That does not create a cycle by which she now can expect to have sightings at 15 day intervals. Or if she doesn't check at the point of the 15 day interval, that should be considered to be Tmeya. So any one of those days of Yemei Ziva, if she establishes a cycle or an interval that lands out on those Yemei Ziva, we don't consider it to be a cycle that she has to worry about, or a cycle that we would consider to be a cycle that will remain intact. Therefore, we don't worry about whatever she's established based on those days. Amar Rav Yosef, Lo Shmili Haishmaitata. Rav Yosef, who's a Talmid of Rav Yehuda, says, I never heard that before. Strange that this is being said in the name of Shmuel. And Rav Yehuda was a Talmid Mufak of Shmuel. And I had never heard of this. So Amalei Abaye, Abaye, who's the Talmud Mufak of Rav Yosef, says, Ata Martni Halan, you told us this, Va'amartlan, and you told us about this on this particular issue that we're going to see later in the Masechta. Now, Abaye is a Talmud Mufak of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef fell ill in the middle of his life, and from that illness, he forgot all of his learning. He later on relearned everything. And then there are times where he doesn't remember something that he had heard before. And Abaye, his Talmud, says, you told it to us, and you were the one who conveyed this to us. So he reminds Rav Yosef of the fact that he had at one point known this information and conveyed this information, even though he doesn't remember it now. And that's what's happening here. Rav Yosef doesn't remember something that he would have expected to hear through Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. And then Abaye says back to him, yes, you did hear this, and you actually told it over to us, but you forgot about it when you fell ill. And this was the context in which you said it. Hayta lumuda liyot roa yom tetvav. She was on a regular cycle to see on the 15th day. Shinta liyom chaf. And then she changes to the 20th day. Ze veze asurim l'shamesh. Both of those days become problematic. She has a cycle in which she has seen on the 15th day. We don't know what the 15th day is counting from, but she has some sort of cycle that happens every 15th day. And that 15th day cycle then is broken at one point, and now she sees on a 20 day cycle for the first time. So in the subsequent cycle, we worry both about the 15th and the 20th day. Then it happens again. Shinta pamaim yom chaf. If she switches a second time to the 20th day, zevize asurim, then they are both asurim again. Because she has yet to undermine her first cycle, but she had three times she had seen on Tetvav, then in order to undermine that, you need three times at a different time to undermine it. On Day Chaf, she's only established two times that she has seen on Day Chaf, and therefore that does not become the new cycle or the new time period in which we'd expect her to have a sighting. So now during this period of time, she has to worry about both days, the old cycle and the new cycle. V'amartlan Allah. And then you said to us, Rav Yosef, about this, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. So here it's coming from Shmuel again, but now in the name of Rav Yehuda was the Rebbe of Rav Yosef. Lo shanu ela tetvav l'tfilata. That's only if it was 15 days after she went to the mikveh. Shehein chavbet l'riyata, which is 22 days after her sighting. The hatam bimei nidata koi la. Because then she would be in her days that could possibly be petach l'nida. Aval b'tetvav l'riyata, if it was 15 days after her sighting, that she would never have established a cycle. So what Rav Yosef conveyed to Abaye, and Abaye is reminding Rav Yosef that he had said this, is that the 15 days and 20 days that are mentioned there are not 15 days from the time she sighted Dam, and 15 days later she has another sighting of Dam. And 20 days does not mean from the time she sighted Dam, 20 days later she's sighting Dam, because 15 days after her sighting Dam are during her Yemei Ziva. Therefore, that cannot be what we're speaking about, because you have 7 days of Nida, then you have 11 days of Yemei Ziva, that's 18 days. 15 days is within that time period of Yemei Ziva. And if that's true, you cannot establish a cycle during Yemei Ziva. That's why Rav Yosef says, when we say 15, it must be counting 15, not from the time she saw Adam, but from the time she went to the mikveh, meaning 7 days later. 7 days after reciting Adam, when she goes to the mikveh, that's when the 15-day count begins. 15 days later, she has a sighting of Dam. So her sighting is really 22 days after her sighting, and she's having a period of 22-day intervals, and then the 20 days really means 27 days of interval. And that way, the 22nd day or the 27th day already clear the Yemei Ziva, because Yemei Ziva are 11 plus Yemei Nidar 7, that means 18 days. Anything later than 18 days is already post the Yemei Ziva. So Rav Yosef explained it that way. And in explaining it that way, he's basically saying the same thing that we just heard over in the name of Shmuel, that you cannot be Koveya Veset during Yemei Zivata. And that's because they're considered to be Bechezka Tara. We don't expect her to see Dam during that period of time. And now we see the same idea being expressed by Rav Yosef in the name of Rav Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, that the days here, the intervals are 15 and 20, must really mean 22 and 27, because otherwise they would fall during Yemei Ziva, and you can't establish a cycle like that. Amar Rav Papa, Amrita l'shmaite kamei de Rav Yehuda midiskarta. I said over this memra to Rav Yehuda midiskarta, mikva lo kava. I understand, according to Shmuel, you cannot establish a cycle during those Yemei Ziva. Michush ma'un nechushla. Okay, you can't establish a cycle, But should we at least be chushesh that maybe something's happening here? Maybe there's some cycle being established over here? Ishtik velo amar lei velo midei. Yehuda midiskarta had no response. Rapapa, he didn't know what to say with regards to, okay, you can't establish a vesed kavua that if you miss it, you're going to be tmeya. But maybe we should worry about it. Maybe we should consider that maybe there is something to this. Rashi, over here explaining this case, gives an explanation that's very different than many of the other Rishonim. Rashi says, if you have a sighting during that period of time of Yemei Ziva, you're not going to have to do three times to undermine it. With one sighting, you can undermine it. That means that Rashi believed what happened over here was you had three sightings, one of which was during Yemei Ziva. And so there's no kviut where you saw it during Yemei Ziva. There is no establishment of a cycle that by which you'll now have to unwind it by sighting three times at a different period of time. But rather, you have one time, you see it at a different time, you've undermined it, and you no longer have to worry about it at all. And then the question is, michush, ma'udenechushla, do we worry about it? Meaning that if she always saw at 15-day intervals, which is during Yemei Ziva, then do we have to worry about the fact that maybe she shouldn't be together with her husband on that 15th day? We won't give her a cheskat tuma. We won't say that if she misses a bdika that she is automatically tmeya. But we would suggest to her husband, maybe don't be together with your wife at that 15-day interval because she's now had three cycles in a row where this has happened. So do we worry about that? Or do we say that during Yemei Ziva is just a haphazard sighting? And we don't have to worry about it because we don't expect it to continue afterwards. That's the way Rashi describes the case over here. The other Rishonim described the case as being that a woman has established a cycle, not during Yemei Ziva, during her Yemei Nida. She's had a cycle that has, for instance, a 22-day interval, which would not land during Yemei Ziva. And then, for whatever reason, this time around, the cycle lands during her Yemei Ziva. And that's the question now. When her cycle lands during Yemei Ziva, does she have to be choshesh for it? Now, according to Rashi, it's easier to understand why or how this happened, because she's having sightings at 15-day intervals, and she has that three times, she's going to land during her Yemei Ziva at least once. According to the other Rishonim, who suggest that she established a cycle during her Yemei Nida, then how does she ever have a possibility of sighting during her Yemei Ziva? If she's seeing every 22 days, then that interval will never land during her Yemei Ziva. If she established a veset for the 22-a-day interval, how is it possible that it's going to fall out during Yemei Ziva? So the answer to that is that if for whatever reason, on a one-time basis, she has a sighting that is not on this new veset, now when you count the days for the new sighting, the 22 interval days, do you count from when you would have expected the 22-a-day interval to land and then you count another 22 days? Or do you count the 22 days from the new time that you saw? Rapapa's assumption is that you count the 22 interval not from your new sighting, but from your expected sighting. And in that situation, you could land during Yemei Ziva. And that's why Rapapa's question is the question we're going to see is going to be rejected by Rav Huna Breit Rav Yeshua on the next Amud because of exactly that distinction that he makes between himself and Rapapa as to how you count the new cycle. So Rapapa, who here is asking the question, assumes that when you have, for instance, 22-day interval sightings, then when you have an odd sighting that's off that 22-day interval, you don't count the 22 cycle from the time you see it, but rather from when you would have expected to see it. So you continue this 22 interval cycle irrespective of when you sight the dam, even if you sight it off of that 22-day interval cycle. And in that way, it can definitely fall out during your Yemei Ziva, according to these other Rishonim that explain she established the cycle during Yemei Nida, and now she has an oddity where it's going to fall out during Yemei Ziva. Do we have to worry about it in that instance? According to Rav Papa, you ignore the sighting as far as your cycling is concerned, but for the official days of Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva, that's what's Koveya. Because when you had the sighting, you became Tmeya for 7 days, and then your Yemei Ziva will start after that 7-day period, and then you have your 11 days Yemei Ziva. So as far as the 7 days and 11 days, they are determined by that odd sighting. But as far as your interval is concerned and your veset, we ignore that sighting as if it doesn't exist. That's the question. What Papa is saying, you said you can't be Koveya cycle during the Yemei Ziva, so then do you have to worry about that next sighting when it's going to fall out during her Yemei Ziva? And Rav Papa says, look, okay, she can't be Koveya. It's not going to establish a cycle. Does she have to worry about the old cycle, which would have fallen out in a 22-day interval during this day that's in the middle of her Yomei Ziva. And so that's Rav Papa's question. So Amar Rav Papa, Nechze Hanan. Okay, so Rav Yehuda Ben Diskarta couldn't answer me. Let me figure it out on my own. Haitalu Muda Liyot Roa Liyom Tedvav Shinta Liyom Chaf. This is the quote that we brought just before, whereby she normally sees on 15th day, and now she switches to the 20th day. Zeh v'zeh asurim. They're both problematic. V'amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. And we saw that Rav Yosef had quoted the name of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Oshanu Ela Tetvav L'Tfilata. That's only if it was 15 days after she went to the mikveh, Shein Chavbet Riata, which were 22 days after her sighting, V'shinta Liyom Chavzayin. Then she ends up going to 27 on this oddity, whereas that she sees it on the 20th day, which is the 20th day after going to the mikveh, which is really 27 days after her last sighting, V'chadrei V'atu, that when she goes back to seeing on the 22nd day, that's going to land right in the middle of her Yemei Ziva. Biktani, that it says, Zev Zasurim. They're both problematic. Alma, the Chashinama. You see that we do worry about it. So this is again, Rav Papa, the Shitato, that when you have an odd sighting, that does not then reset where you count your interval from, but rather you count your interval from when you would have expected to have seen it. So according to this cycle that she has here, she has a 22-day cycle. That 22-day cycle, according to Rav Papa, just keeps cycling. 22 days after every time you would expect it to have a sighting, you count another 22 days and another 22 days, and that's a continuous cycle that does not interrupt, no matter when you have a sighting of Dam. So in this situation, in this odd case, she had a sighting on the 27th day, so she was 5 days late. So in being 5 days late, the counting of your Yemei Tuma, 7 days of Yemei Nidah, and your 11 days of Yemei Ziva will be counted from whenever you sighted the Dam. So that's on day 27. So day 27 is the start point for your counting of Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva. But as far as Rav Papa is concerned, your Veset is determined by your 22-day interval, which keeps going at 22 days. So 22 days from the last time you would have expected to see, which was on the 22nd day, that 22nd day minus 5 is 17. And that means 17 days after you had that new sighting, you're going to have the expectation of having a sighting, and that falls out during Yemei Ziva, because the Yemei Tuma of Nida plus the Yemei Ziva equal 18 days, and over here it's going to land on your 17th day, because you were 5 days late in your sighting. That means you postponed the way that your days lay out by 5 days, so that means that 7 days of Tuma, 11 days of Yemei Ziva will extend for 18 days. But according to Rav Papa, where you count your 22-day cycle from when you would have expected to have your cycle, which was on day 22, 5 days earlier, 22 minus 5 is 17, it'll land in the middle of Yemei Ziva. And according to this view, then the way that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel's qualification turns out means that you're going to be choshesh for zeh v'zeh. Means you're going to be choshesh on the next round for her to fall out, both on the 22nd and the 27th day, even though it landed during Yemei Ziva. And so that's Rav Papa's proof that you do worry about it, even though it's not koveya a veset, you still are choshesh for a veset or a time period that might fall out during these Yemei Ziva. Kasava Rav Papa, it's clear that Rav Papa believes, esrim v'tartin me'esrim v'tartin maninon, that the cycle counts every 22 days, irrespective of when you see. Nida upitcha me'esrim v'zayin maninon. And as I explained, that the cycle, as far as Tuma and Tara are concerned, Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva, they're counted from the time that she had the sighting, which is on the 27th day. Amar Lei Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, the Rav Papa, Mimai. Huna Breid Rav Yeshua says, why do you have to say that? Dilma Esrim V'Tarte Nami Esrim V'Zayin Maninan. Why won't you say that the interval also follows whatever the sighting is? Why should the interval be independent of when she has a sighting? And so therefore over here, Hi Chadri V'Atu Esrim V'Tarte Kaimala, and therefore, in this case, if she only counts her petach l'nida from the 27th day, and she also only counts her new cycle interval from the 27th day, that's 22 days later. 22 days later is more than 18 days after the sighting. Therefore, she'll be back into the time period, which could be a petach l'nida. And so then there's no proof to what you're saying from this qualification of a Yehuda Amar Shmuel. That's because your understanding of the interval is incorrect. You're counting the interval on a continuous basis every 22 days, irrespective of when she's sighting. I suggest that just like the sighting starts her Nida count and her Yemei Ziva count, so too does it start her interval count. And she counts 22 days from the new date. And what I'm saying makes sense. If that's not the case, this chicken, that has a cycle of laying eggs. She lays an egg one day, then she misses the next day, lays it the subsequent day. She's laying eggs every other day. She has that cycle, which is Rami Yoma Kapsha Yoma, Rami Yoma Vikapsha Yoma, then Vikapsha Tre Yomi. All of a sudden, she has an oddity where she doesn't lay an egg for 2 days in a row. Viramya Yoma, and then all of a sudden, after suspending for 2 days, she has another egg. She lays an egg. So at this point, when she's laid this egg after an absence for 2 days where she was off cycle, what do you expect to happen at this point in time? Kihadra Nakta, when she goes back to cycling day on, day off, Midkalamei Nakta Odukimi Kara Nakta, does she work off of her original schedule or does she work off of the new schedule? Which means that she's laid an egg after missing 2 days. So do we say now that she's going to lay an egg again on the next day because we go by the original cycle, and the original cycle was every other day she gives an egg. So since she skipped 2 days, those 2 days were an oddity, and now she's going back to her regular cycle. But when she lays an egg right after those absence of 2 days, that wasn't a day that we'd have expected her not to see it have an egg. So then the next day she should have an egg to get back on cycle like she was before. So she skipped 2 days. Now she'll have 2 days in a row with eggs, and then she'll go back to doing it every other day. Is that what you think happens? Or what happens now is that she skipped 2 days, she lays an egg, and now she'll be back on cycle. So she'll miss the next day, that'll be the off day, and then the subsequent day will be an odd day, and she'll go back to doing it every other day. Which one is it? Al korkach kedle kamei nakta. We know, we see the evidence in the laying of eggs, that they don't go back to their old cycle. They just, it's a reset. And that reset, then they start doing it every other day from the new laying of the egg. It's not that she lays an egg now and then she tries to go back to her old cycle and then get on track. The track is every other day. But the every other day is just determined by when she lays an egg. And so over here, when she skipped 2 days and then laid an egg, that's going to be the first of the new cycle of every other day. And similarly, by a woman, you'd say the same thing, that if she has an oddity where she has a sighting on the 27th, she's not going to go back to her old interval of seeing 22 days from the previous 22 days. She's going to see 22 days from the new sighting that we have over here. And so in essence, their machloket is about how you view the sighting of an interval. Rav Huna Breit Rav Yeshua clearly believes that an interval is based on the woman's cycling. That the woman builds up within her the dam harechem, and then she expunges that dam when there's no pregnancy that takes place. And that's a cycle that works itself up and down, works itself up and down. And the way to know when that cycle begins is from whatever sighting of dam you have. Just like with the egg that's being laid, the egg sets the standard by which this cycle will continue. And so do over here, which has a sighting of dam, that sets the time period in which we would expect an interval to happen. Because it's a physiological cycle, and that physiological cycle is 22 days. You just have to establish the beginning point of those 22 days. The sighting of dam establishes that. So therefore, when she sees on the 27th, we'd expect her to see again 22 days later from the sighting, not from the old cycle. On the other hand, Rav Papa views this not as being a determination of a physiological cycle by which every 22 days she expunges the dam that's inside of her, but rather it's like the Yom HaChodesh, where a woman has a cycle that falls out on a fixed day of the month. So when it falls out on a fixed day of the month, that is the determination. It's that day that is the goreim. It's not her cycle that does it. And so too here, with the interval, we look at it the same way. It's as if she's established a cycle that will fall out on this particular day all the time. And so the interval is a continuous interval. Every 22 days is that day that it would have fallen out, irrespective of when she sees, irrespective of the duration of her cycle. She just has like a Yom HaChodesh where every time it falls out there. It's a much more tenuous position, but that's maybe the way to explain their machloket as to determining whether the cycle is driven by exactly that, a cycle. And therefore, every time you see the dam, that is the beginning of that cycle, and you would expect it to happen 22 days later. Or is the cycle driven by a particular day where she has a sighting? And that particular day always is the driving force behind it. And so too, even here, when you have a sighting off that day, doesn't mean that that's going to change the day of your cycle. You're still going to see it on the 30th of the month. Even though this time you happen to see it a day before, a day afterwards, still next month we're going to expect you to see it on the 30th of the month. And so it's here in the interval. We expect the intervals to be just continuous. Every 22 days you're going to see it. Even if you have an oddity and you see it 5 days later, we still expect you to see it 22 days from the previous expected cycle, not when you actually saw the dam. So now the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Papa, Elohad Amar Rish Lakish, that which Reish Lakish says, Isha kovat la vese betoch yimei zivata, ve'en isha kovat la vese betoch yimei niduta. Ve'Rabbi Yochanan amar, Isha kovat la vese betoch yimei niduta. Here we had this machloket earlier in the Masechta back on Daf Yud Aleph, whereby we were arguing about when you can establish a veset. According to Reish Lakish, you can establish a veset during Yimei Ziva. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, not only can you establish a veset during Yimei Ziva, you can even establish a veset during Yimei Niduta. Hey Chidami, how do you have a situation like that? Lav, Kigon Dechazai Reish Yarcha, V'cham Shabi Yarcha, V'Reish Yarcha, V'cham Shabi Yarcha. So that it's a case where she had a sighting on Rosh Chodesh, and then on the fifth day of the month. Once again, the second time on Rosh Chodesh, and the fifth day of the month. V'hashta Chazai B'cham Shabi Yarcha. And the third time she only sees on the fifth of the month, U'B'Reish Yarcha Lo Chazai. And on the Rosh Chodesh, she doesn't have a sighting. Bikamar, Isha kovat la veset, betoch yimei niduta. And we say that a woman establishes her veset during yimei nida. Alma, mireish yarcha, manina. From there, you see that she's counting from Rosh Chodesh. Because otherwise, the fifth day when she sees it, is not during yimei niduta. That is the beginning of yimei niduta. First time she saw on Rosh Chodesh. Then the fifth day. The second time she saw on Rosh Chodesh. And then on the fifth day. The third time, we would have expected her to see on Rosh Chodesh. And then when she sees on the fifth day, that's during Yemei Niduta. And yet, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can establish a cycle from that. But in the third sighting, she only saw on day five. Where is it? Or how do you know that's in the middle of her Yemei Niduta? The way that you're saying it, Ravuna Breder of Yeshua, that day when she saw on day five, that was the third time she saw. It was not Yemei Niduta because she didn't see Dam yet. If she didn't see Dam yet, then she hasn't started that new cycle. And why is that called Yemei Niduta? According to you, we ignore everything that happened before because she hasn't had a sighting of Dam yet. So if she doesn't have a sighting of Dam on Rosh Chodesh, then how does day 5 called Yemei Niduta? Elim, can you believe like me that once you establish a cycle, then the third cycle is assumed to have started on Rosh Chodesh, even though you didn't have a sighting then? So he says that really backs up my position over here.
Because you see that the count is driven not by the actual sighting of the Dam, but rather when we expected the Dam to come.
Amalei, lohachi amar Rabbi Yochanan. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that this was the scenario? Kolon dechazai reish yarcha, v'yesh yarcha, v'esrim v'chamsha b'yarcha, v'yesh yarcha. It was a situation in which she saw the first time on Rosh Chodesh, the second time on Rosh Chodesh, the third time she sees on the 25th, and Rosh Chodesh. There we can establish the cycle as being on Rosh Chodesh. Even over there, Rosh Chodesh falls out in the middle of Yemei Niduta on that third time, because on the third time, she already started to see on day 25. That's where you establish the cycle. We just said she had extra dam that month, so she got an early start on her cycle, but not to dismiss the fact that she also saw on Rosh Chodesh, which then will establish her cycle as being on Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, it would not be like what you're saying, that we base it on this supposed cycle that should have happened, but rather we're actually basing it on a real cycle that happens, which is that she had a sighting three times in a row on Rosh Chodesh. It was not on this deemed cycle, where the third time she did not see it on Rosh Chodesh, and then we assume that it's as if her Nida cycle started, and then when she sees on the fifth, it's as if she's seeing during her Nida cycle. That's not the way to explain it. The way to explain it is that she's seeing Dam every time on that same day. Happens to be on the third time, she had a little earlier sighting. That little earlier sighting does not dismiss the fact that she's now seeing for the third time on Rosh Chodesh, even though that's during Yemei Nida. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can establish a cycle during Yemei Nida. And the Gemara says, V'chein ki'at Ravin, v'chol nechute yama, when Ravin came with the Memrot, and all those that come from the sea,
meaning from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel,
Amruach Ravuna b'Reid Rav Yeshua, they established this case of Rabbi Yochanan like Ravuna b'Reid Rav Yeshua, and they agree with Ravuna b'Reid Rav Yeshua that the counting of the cycle is reset from whatever anomaly sighting you had, and the interval counts from there, not from a fixed interval which ignores when you have the sighting. And the case of Rabbi Yochanan has to be a case where you saw it every Rosh Chodesh, and in the third case, you also saw it on the 25th before Rosh Chodesh, and that's why it's established the cycle during Yemei Nida.
Now Rashi explained Rav Papa's explanation of Rabbi Yochanan's position as being a case where you saw Rosh Chodesh and the 5th, Rosh Chodesh and the 5th, and the final time you saw just on the 5th and not on Rosh Chodesh. Tosafot explains that Rashi was compelled to say that based on the Gemara earlier in the Masechta, back on Daf Yud Aleph, which establishes that Rabbi Yochanan's position must be that it's coming from a Mayan Satum. It has to be coming from a sighting that was not already with a Mayan that was flowing in order to not be a problem for Rabbi Yochanan, vis-a-vis the Mishnah back on Yud Aleph. So Rashi, in keeping with that, Ukimta establishes the case here of being a sighting that's coming from a Mayan Satum. On the other hand, the Riva disagrees with Rashi's explanation over here in the Bali Tosafot Brink, that they think that the situation here is the case, according to Rav Papa, in Rabbi Yochanan Shita, happened Rosh Chodesh in the 5th, Rosh Chodesh in the 5th, and Rosh Chodesh in the 5th 3 times. And there is already an established cycle, and then only on the 4th time is there a sighting on the 5th, and not on Rosh Chodesh. And what Rav Papa proves from this is that, even though on the 4th time, she doesn't see on Rosh Chodesh, and she only sees on the 5th, nevertheless, we say that there is a veset for the 5th, and then we want to still say that Daya Shata, based on the fact that she has an established veset for the 5th of the month, and we deem it as if she's seen on Rosh Chodesh, and then on the 5th of the month, because her established veset is to see on the 5th of the month only after she's seen on Rosh Chodesh. Even though on this time she does not see it on Rosh Chodesh, we still deem it as if she has seen it on Rosh Chodesh, and that's why the 5th of the month is Daya Shata, because of the fact that it is as if she's established a cycle both for Rosh Chodesh and the 5th of the month. And similarly over here, by the 22-day cycle, Rav Papa is going to say that just because she has a sighting on the 27th, that doesn't change the fact that her established cycle is on the 22-day interval, and will continue to count from the 22-day interval in order to create that cycle. And then Enu Hanami, you could have asked on Rav Papa the way he explains Rabbi Yochanan from the Mishnah on Yud Aleph, because now he's explaining it as being a case of Mayan Patuach. Rabbi Yehuna of Rabbi Yeshua asked a different question on him. Or Inami, you could hold like the second Lashon in Rashi back on Daf Yud Aleph that says a Mayan Satum just simply means that there was not a continuous flow. As long as there was some break in the flow, that's called a Mayan Satum. And therefore, seeing on the Rosh Chodesh, and then having a break, and then seeing again on the 5th, is considered to be a Mayan Satum. And in that case, even Rav Papa's explanation here would fit that Mayan Satum that is mentioned back on Daf Yud Aleph. Now, Tosafot over here believe that this statement of Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan argues on Shmuel from the previous Amud. Shmuel in the previous Amud said you cannot establish a cycle during Yemei Ziva. And over here, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish both say that you can establish the cycle during Yemei Ziva. They only argue about Yemei Nida, but they agree during Yemei Ziva. According to the Bali of Tosafot, that is arguing on that position of Shmuel before. And when you have a machloket, Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, the locha is like Rabbi Yochanan. The other Rishonim over here say that there is no machloket over here because they're speaking about different cases. Shmuel is speaking about a case where, according to Rashi, you actually are establishing the cycle with one of the sightings being during your Yemei Ziva, according to the other Rishonim, whereby you've already established the cycle, but then you want to know what happens when you actually have a sighting during your Yemei Ziva. That is differentiated from what's being said here about Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, both in the explanation of Rav Papa and the explanation of Huna Breid Rav Yeshua with regards to the position of Rabbi Yochanan. And the same would be true with Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan with regards to the Ziva. It's not that they're literally seeing something during Yemei Nida or during Yemei Ziva. It is just that they are citing something that you might have thought would have been Yemei Nida, or you would have thought that Yemei Ziva, but the way that it plays out, you realize that it's really not Yemei Nida, and it turns out to establish a cycle. Like, for instance, in the case of Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rav Papa, where you saw it Rosh Chodesh, the 5th, Rosh Chodesh, the 5th, and then you saw it on the 5th, what that means is that the 5th turns out to be the real cycle, and even though it's deemed, quote-unquote, to be during Yemei Nida, what you've established is now is that the Rosh Chodesh was not meaningful, and the real day of the beginning of her cycle is actually the 5th of the month. So even though the sighting was technically during what we would have, might have considered her Yemei Nida, the fact that it now turned out to be on the 5th undermines all of that and basically says that the cycle is on the 5th of the month. But everybody would agree if you actually saw during Yemei Zivata or Yemei Nida that that would not establish the cycle akin to what Shmuel said on the previous Amud. And therefore, we can reconcile all of their opinions, and Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish over here are not arguing on Shmuel's din that we saw in the previous Amud. Although Tosafot, the Shita To over here, who explains the case as being three times were you sighted on Rosh Chodesh and the fifth, and then in the fourth time only was there a sighting solely on the fifth and not on Rosh Chodesh. So then he actually has the cases of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish be identical to that of Shmuel, because in both instances, you are establishing a cycle by having something fall during Yemei Nidah or Yemei Ziva. And for that reason, the Tosafot is forced to say that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish over here argue on the Shita of Shmuel before. All right, we're going to stop here by the end of the Perek. Hadron Halach, Benot Kutim.